From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. JPR Live sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today has released a new record, I believe in July, called The Flood in Color. He's here for the first time. It's Mr. Joe Pug. Hello, sir.
How you doing? Thanks for having us.
I'm very well. It's great to have you here. You have brought some familiar faces with you this time.
I have. The band here is Matt Wright, who's been through your station with David Ramirez before, and Charlie Minch, who's been through here with the Stray Birds before.
It's good to see you both. Welcome back. It's a little bit different digs, I think, than the last time that you were here. Well, Joe, let's go back in time a little bit for you. I know that one early influence and connection that you made that has been really influential for your musical career was a connection with Steve Earle.
Yeah.
Tell me about that first meeting with Steve Earle and that first tour where you got to go out and open.
Sure. I was working in Chicago at the time at a salvage company where we go into buildings and rip out nice pieces of architecture to sell them. And that was my day job. And at night I was playing, I was a little bit past the open mic stage at that point, but I was still, you know, the local guy who would play first of three when a touring band would come through town. And I happened to open for Rhett Miller, the old 97s, when he came through Chicago. And he really liked what he heard, and he shared a manager with Steve, mentioned it to the manager, and they got my first record into Steve's hands, and just like that, he took me on the road. And what's amazing about that, at the time, I was such an arrogant little 24-year-old that I just thought to myself, oh yeah, well, of course, man, I'm good. Of course someone just takes me on the road like that. But now that I get older and I see how much consideration goes into, like, who gets an opening tour, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of political considerations, there's worried about selling tickets considerations, and I was this local guy that Steve took, this is a Slade Cleaves line I'll use, he took me from total to relative obscurity. And, you know, he just plucked me out, and, you know, I haven't had to swing a hammer since Steve took me on the road. I did 4 weeks with him in the States. I did 4 weeks with him in Europe, and that's when he was on his Talents tour, so he was playing solo, and every night it would be me on stage for 40 minutes with a guitar, and then Steve on stage for an hour and a half with a guitar. So it was a real masterclass, and it was a real gift that he gave me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said at one point that you would literally sit down and drink a beer with about 95% of the people who turn out to see you at a show.
Yeah.
I have been in that audience.
Sure.
I think about 95% of the people at your show would very much like to sit down and have a beer with you as well. You're quite a personable fellow and funny on stage.
Thank you.
There's much more going on than just a guy with a guitar playing some songs.
Well, thanks for saying that. Yeah, I mean, the reason I say that is because some bands, they don't really jive with the audience that, like, listens to their music. And one of the things about going the singer-songwriter route and just kind of being in it for the long haul is you don't end up with an audience that's interested in you all of a sudden in sort of an opportunistic way. And in some ways, that's a bummer because it would be really nice to go and sell out theaters immediately. I'd love to do that. But the advantage that you get is you get people who are really invested in the music, in it for the long haul. And I think that kind of self-selects for a certain type of person. And so I think I have a lot in common values-wise with most of the people that come to a show, for sure.
This new album called The Flood in Color is really neat. It's a little on the short side, like it's less than a half hour, I think. Still 10 songs,
it's
right?
It's a 25-minute record, yeah.
And it's probably a little fatalistic to say that it almost never happened, but there was a period where you were not really enjoying making music much.
Yeah, I mean, I hit a period a few years ago. I mean, the whole model, to keep it profitable, you have to be on the road a lot. And, you know, I've been in a committed relationship with my wife the entire time I've been on the road. So I've had someone at home the whole time. And now my wife and I have a family. And so being on the road for me, I love playing shows. It's a gift to be able to have this opportunity to go out and do it. But it's also, for me, it's never been the number one priority in my life because my family's been. So it looked like that was going to be an insurmountable conflict. And who knows, it may still one of these days, because it's pretty hard to be on the road, especially away from kids. But I've figured it out till now. And I think, you know, for listeners who don't play music, I mean, it's just a different version of a work-life balance that everybody has to do, especially when you have a family. You're always figuring it out on the fly. You're figuring it out year to year, quarter to quarter. How are you going to make this work?
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, luckily I've been able to stay in the game and figure it out so far, and hopefully that'll continue to be the case.
Right on. I would love to hear a tune. Joe Pug is my guest today live in the studio. He's here with Matt Wright and Charles Minch. The new record is called The Flood in Color. Information is online at joepugmusic.com. What's first?
This is a song called The Letdown.
The night's so long, you can almost hear it groan. The night's so long, you can almost hear it groan. And we walk so far that our shadows turn to stone. It was a wretched room, but we hung up Christmas lights. It was a wretched room, but we hung up Christmas lights. And the girls played house while the neighbors froze outside. Brace yourself for the letdown. The Holy Ghost with his hands out. No peace on earth is cheaply found. Do you see my colors now? She had long black hair and you bought everything she sold. Yeah, she had long black hair and you bought everything she sold. And she taught you the fine points of doing just as you were told. Brace yourself for the letdown. The Holy Ghost with his hands out. No peace on earth is cheaply found. Do you see my colors now? Do you see my colors now?
That's a great song. It's called The Letdown. That's Joe Pug. He's playing here in the studio today with Matt Wright and Charles Minch. Music from the new record called The Flood in Color. Information is online at joepugmusic.com. So you mentioned the pull of other things going on, you know, besides being a musician. You've got home life, you've got a wife, you've got family.
Yeah.
You have some other hobbies as well. You are big into cooking, and you are essentially doing this. You host a regular monthly podcast where you interview working songwriters and musicians.
I do, yeah.
How did that get started? Where did the idea come from?
Being on the road all the time, I listened to a lot of podcasts, and I was really familiar with the medium. Like, I really got it. I listened to all sorts of different shows, you know, from the narrative and serial ones to interview show, everything.
I've got one for you to put on your list.
Okay, well, fair enough. Fair enough. So I really, really understood the medium, and there was this show that I really wanted to hear that I kept on searching for, that it just wasn't there, and I couldn't believe anyone hadn't made it yet. And there's one of those corny business sayings that, you know, when you think of an idea or a product that you want to use and it's not there, that's your opening into a market of some kind. And that's what it was for me. I said, well, if there's this thing that I really want to hear, I bet you some other people would want to hear this too. And so I started it myself. I learned how to record audio and edit audio, and I pretty much do it all myself. I interview musicians, and the show is an interview with musicians, and it's also, we give some biography on them, we give some context of their work, there's poetry in the show that is kind of related to the themes of their work and life, and it's, each episode is about an hour long, and it's, I look at it as a celebration of a writer that I love for about an hour.
Your guests have been in A.S. Mitchell, I think Josh Ritter, John Paul White's been on, lots of great people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What if, in doing that, what have you learned that has made you better at your craft?
when I started it, I thought that that's what I would get out of it, that I would get like tips and tricks to get better. And that hasn't been what I've got out of it, surprisingly. I mean, just as you asked that question, that was the same thing that I thought. But it hasn't been. What I've really gotten out of it is a stronger sense of community with the people that do this. Like every time I go to a festival now and there's other songwriters, even if they haven't been on the show, they listen to the show and people come up and they feel like they can just start talking to me. And I like that. Some people would be horrified by that, but I like going to a place and people feeling like they know me and feeling like they can open up like immediately. Like we don't have to start with small talk.
Right.
They'll lay some pretty serious stuff on me. And I have a personality where I enjoy that. So yeah, I've gotten a much stronger sense of community from the show.
I know when it comes to being out on the road, you have one bit of support at home in that your wife also makes music.
Yeah.
So she kind of gets the world in which you live.
My wife made music for a long time, and but she's been out of the music game for about 5 or 6 years. She teaches sixth grade English at a middle school in Maryland, where we're from.
So at least there's some understanding, though, of what it's like when you're hotel hopping and driving like crazy.
Yeah, you know, she never went on the road. My wife always cherry picks the cities that she comes to see me play. She'll come to San Francisco and Portland. And the one time that she came for a date that was like in the middle of the week in Pullman, Washington, it's raining, it's Tuesday night, the show's probably not going to be that good because no one's going to come. And she was like, yeah, this is horrible. I would never want to do this. I think she gets it to a certain degree. But, you know, she's never really toured with me that much. And especially since I don't think she's seen a show of mine since we had kids.
Wow. Well, I'd love to hear another tune. Joe Pug is my guest live in the studio today. The new record is called The Flood in Color. He's got help today from Matt Wright on keys and vocals. Charles Minch is playing the upright bass for us. What's next?
This is a song called Exit from the new record.
I will find you at the exit of my highway. I will find you at the bottom of my glass. No drink is strong enough. No drink is strong enough. No drink is strong. Still my shaking hand on a highway west of Davenport in Kansas, in the moonlight of a broken red roof inn. No night is dark enough to tell you where I've been. I will find you in the arms of yet another. I will find you in her medicated eyes. No God is cruel enough. No God is cruel enough. No God is cruel. Painting crosses in the courtyard. I will find you walking backwards with a child. No fall is high enough. No fall is high enough. No fall is high.
That is a beautiful song. It's called Exit. That is Joe Pug playing live in our studio today. It's music from the record called The Flood in Color. Information is at joepugmusic.com. This record was about 4 years in the making, and during that period was the part where you were kind of questioning and struggling with the process of making music and going out on the road and doing all that touring. What was it that got you back, so to speak?
The guy that produced the record, Kenneth Pattingale, who's one half of the band, the Milk Carton Kids, he's been a longtime friend of mine, and I thought that if I asked him to produce it, that he would kind of get me into shape, and he sure did. And he worked on this album with me for about 2.5 years, 3 years maybe just 2.5. And he gave me all of himself, man, and he was always there for me, and he basically did what I thought producers did before I did music. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, he did everything. He hired the band. He helped me edit the songs. He mixed the record himself. So he was a huge tangible part of this record and also a huge spiritual part of this record.
I gather the music never stopped because you said you brought lots of songs to that project.
I wrote a lot. Yeah. I mean, like, we didn't mess around. I wrote, you know, probably 70 songs for that record. And of the ones that we kept, we really broke them apart and, edited them heavily, and I really enjoyed that process.
Yeah. You said once that you, as you just mentioned, you write a lot of songs, but not all of them are Joe Pug songs.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I think if you're a songwriter or any type of writer, the interesting bits of what you do are when you're writing with a voice, your voice. And obviously, at this point in my career, I have a certain voice, a certain writing style. And when I write songs that are outside of that, they probably don't belong on an album that's labeled with my name that, you know, people associate with that voice.
So what do you do with them? Do you try to pin them on to friends that you know who are musicians, or do they just get filed?
They're just on my hard drive, man. Wow. So, yeah.
That would be an interesting thing to go through.
Yeah. Most of them, to be clear, if I had any good songs, they would be put out. So... So you've heard all the good songs that I've written. I can pretty much guarantee that. But yeah, I have a lot of other songs too.
Well, we'll take the ones we get.
Okay.
I'm glad you're here. It's nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Joe Pug is my guest in the studio. His new record of the good songs is called The Flood in Color. You can find information online at joepugmusic.com. He has help today from a couple of familiar friends, Matt Wright on keys and vocals, Charles Minch on the upright bass. You guys will play one more for us, yeah?
Yes, please.
What is it?
This is a song called After Curfew.
We found you in the street with a list of all our names. There were stars beside the strongest and the weakest. They cut you quite a deal, almost too good to refuse. But some of us don't just worship what's convenient. We thought that our distance was safe, but wickedness can travel. You are not fragile, you are not fragile, you are not fragile. In your father rest his soul, the finest man I ever knew, spoke a truth that was clean as an island. They gave him every chance to repeat the party line, but he shattered their windows with his silence. So they took him out back in the rain, and they made him an example. But you are not fragile, you are not fragile, you are not fragile. The boys in the nation after war, and they left behind the two-faced and the useless. On the first of every month, the neighbors gather on our lawn, and we dance for their mercy like we're minstrels. They dug up the headstones last night and broke them into gravel. But you are not fragile. 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 You are not fragile.
That one is called After Curfew. Joe Pug is live in the studio today with Matt Wright and Charles Minch. Joe Pug's new record is called The Flood in Color. It can be found online at joepugmusic.com. And the name of your podcast is?
The Working Songwriter.
Fantastic. Thanks again for being here. It's nice to see all of you.
Thanks for having us.
JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix Microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.